Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Hold On to Love. Today's news headlines are filled with sadness, confusion, terror, fear, violence, hatred, prejudice, and war. In addition, we have political division and animus at all-time highs. In these turbulent and contemptuous times, God will not let us down. God is love. And when we respond to the headlines and to others with love, we will experience God. God's love is the rock on which we can cling during the storms of life. In 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 12, we read that whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. I guess we could surmise from these headlines that our world is full of people who do not know God. We also read in those same verses that it was precisely because this world is broken and full of pain that God, out of love, sent His Son to save us from this world and from ourselves. We are also told that if God so loved us, we also must love one another. The headlines make it clear that we have a long way to go. Everything God has ever done is out of love, from the creation of the world to our creation to our salvation through Jesus' death on the cross and His resurrection from the dead. These were all acts of love. God's love is forever. It is unconditional, and there's nothing we can do to lose His love. In addition to loving us, God has also given us the ability to love. He has challenged us to respond to others and to the situations of our day with love. It is precisely because God is love that we must respond to others and to these challenges in a God-like fashion. St. Paul makes clear the importance of love. In 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 to 13, Paul tells us that if we speak without love, we are a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. He tells us that if we have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, if we have all faith so as to move mountains, but we do not have love, we are nothing. Finally, he says that if we give away everything we own, and if we hand our body over so that we may boast, but do not have love, we gain nothing. It would do us all good to reflect on these familiar words of St. Paul the next time the daily news delivers more stories of hate and evil. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love is not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. If we take an inventory of the many spiritual gifts that God has given us, like speaking in tongues, prophecy, knowledge, faith, and even self-sacrifice, we will find that none of these has value devoid of love. Love is superior to other virtues. Love never fails. Faith, hope, and love form an important triad in the lives of Christians. But of these three, love is the greatest. In time, faith gives way to knowledge and understanding, and hope gives way to fulfillment. Love, on the other hand, is permanent. Recently, at Sunday Mass, I became acquainted with a new song. The song, Hold On to Love, a collaborative effort by Jesse Manabusen and Ken Canado, is sung by Jesse. This beautiful song inspired me to write today's message. The song's lyrics appear in litany-like fashion. The lyrics contain a list of troubling things from the news. After each item, this phrase is repeated, Hold On to Love. Please take a moment to go online to our website where there's a link so that you can listen to the song, Hold On to Love. Even better, buy this song online, download it, and listen to it regularly.
Allow me to give you just a quick sample of this very beautiful song.
When terror and fear overwhelm us, hold on to love. Courage and faith will sustain us.
notice that the song's lyrics could have been changed, substituting the word God for the word love, without changing any of the meaning. This is easy to understand because God is love and love is God. Here are three examples. When terror and fear overwhelm us, hold on to love, or hold on to God. When violence seeks to destroy us, hold on to love, or hold on to God. When hatred is used to divide us, hold on to love, or hold on to God. As Christians, we are called to make a difference in the world. We're called to change the world for God. The best way we can do this is to always react with love. We must never let go of this truth. God loves us, and we must love others. We must always hold on to love. Heavenly Father, your love for me is endless. You have expressed that love by sending your Son to save me. Now you call me to love like you do. Give me the strength to love others, especially those who are my enemies or who hurt me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.